K-Rock 955, this is The Wash Up. Thanks to Goddings, Kubota's Platinum Excavator Dealer. Time now to talk all things GFL. Bell Park, 13-13-91. Over St Mary's, 10-14-74. Out at Hamlin Park on Saturday afternoon. And the new co-coach of the Bell Park Dragons is Shane Jack. He's been good enough to join us on the line. Jackie, firstly, congratulations on the win. Nice start to the season for your boys. And I suspect nice to be able to see off an opposition that's going to be thereabouts in season 2019.
Yeah, thanks, Kenny. Yeah, it was, mate. It was a good victory. We played well. We down a few men in the second half, and we knew as a good a side they are that they'll keep coming, which they did. But I was really proud of the boys' efforts to get away with the win, so it was good.
You're 45 up at three-quarter time. They did pull it back to 17. Were there any nervous moments in the last quarter, but did you always feel that you had enough of a gap on them?
Oh, look, we know they can score pretty heavily, so there's always them nervous moments. But our boys were pretty brave all day. We had our ruckman go down in the first 10 minutes of the game, which put us against Banjo, and we just had to play young Harry Smith in there, who's lucky to be 6 foot. So we're down to one rotation, so we knew they would keep coming as a good side they are. But, there was a few nervous moments, but we just grinded out that for that last 30 minutes and did the job, so...
Okay. So that ruckman you allude to, obviously Josh Jokic, is that the one that went down early?
Yeah, he did, mate. Yeah, he got a knock on the knee, so we're not sure how bad or anything. He'll go in and get some scans on Monday. And, hopefully it's a good result for us, but, we'll just have to wait till Monday.
Okay. Any others that you've got concerns about heading into the Easter break?
Oh, look, yeah, we just had Jimmy Rock. He just got a really bad corky, so he tried to run it out, but, just caving at the end. So he had to sit here at the last quarter, and just Cooper Jones got his foot stamped on, so he's had out the last quarter as well. So we expect them boys, obviously, with the bye coming up, it's probably coming at a good time. We expect them, and then we'll just wait on Jokic. But we hopefully get Darby Shielder back. He hurt his neck last week, but we gave him this week off. So hopefully he'll be back for the Colac away game. So.
Yep. Do you have to tell Luke Smith to stop performing so well? Because if he keeps playing this way, Geelong VFL will be calling up. 5 goals yesterday to go with 7 in round one.
Yeah, mate. He's a good kid. Like I said last week, he knows where the goals are, and he's really smart around goals, and he's got some speed and size, and he can mark, and he does everything right as a forward. So, it's he's obviously in good form, and I'm sure he's going to play at high level, but while he's with us, we're just enjoying him, and it sounds like he's enjoying it down here as well, so it's all going well, mate.
Yep. Great story. Yesterday, 17-year-old Jack Sarcevic making his debut, son of club great Ray. It gained some real traction on social media, people recalling their memories of Ray. I think Jack and Ray, though, are just different types of players than what the old man was with Jack.
Yeah, that's right, mate. Yeah, it's just, it was wrapped, Jack, when I told him on Thursday night. He's come, obviously I only got to meet him this year, but he's done the whole pre-season with the senior group. And just talking to Tim and Benny Armstrong, the ex-coach, like he's come from nowhere. Like he's just developed through the juniors, never stood out or anything, but he's just come on leaps and bounds. So it was good for him yesterday. He played well. He went through a wing and half forward, had his chance. I think he ended up kicking 3 or 4 points, which was a bit disappointing, not to get the major on the board, but he's just going to keep getting better, mate. So he'll be a very good player in the future. And he's playing some good footy now, so it'll be good.
How are you finding being back in the hot seat again? Obviously, you were the right-hand man for Heath Jamieson for a number of years at St Joseph's after your stint out at Ocean Grove. How are you enjoying being back in the main chair?
Yeah, it's good, mate. Yeah, I obviously enjoy it. It's a good time of year now when you're back into playing games and stuff like that. It was all a bit of a grind once again over the pre-season and stuff, but... You realise, obviously, with them games yesterday, the big games, that's what you love. And it's good just to see what you've put into practice, and you're just not sure. But when you come up against a good side and you play well, that's what that keeps you going, mate.
How do you treat the next fortnight heading into a trip to Colac?
Yeah, look, it doesn't get any easier. Obviously, they're in good form, and they're going to be a pretty good side, Colac. So we've got Colac away and then Joey's. So it's another couple of big tests. But I just said to the boys after the game, we just got to keep on fronting up every week, and... we're going to keep coming up against good sides. So we've set a bit of a standard that we want to play to yesterday, and we've just got to continue to do that. So,
fantastic, Shane. Congratulations on the win. Great result. Hopefully those injuries, fingers crossed, not too serious, especially for Josh Jokic. You need a key big man doing some work, and young Smith did a good job yesterday in trying to counteract Andrew Banjan. Well done once again. Really appreciate you joining us on The Wash Up.
No worries, mate. Thanks, King.